J2 RCL, Kilo 2 Romeo Charlie Lima, radio test. 10-4 BWA. Steve, I'm up here with KO4 ULP. Got a new radio for Christmas, so I'm helping him get it set up.
Well, good. Is it HF2?
So 10-watt handheld. We're getting it set up so we can get all the repeaters for here and North Carolina in it, and that way he'll be able to talk both places.
That's good. Yeah, he told me about that radio the other day. How you doing, Alexander?
For ULP, I'm doing good, Steve.
Better hands. So did you use programming software or did you do it the hard way?
Using the programming software right now.
Good. All right. Well, y'all have at it. It sounds great. I mean, it's hitting the repeater. No white noise, no background, no nothing. I tell you what, give me about 5 seconds of dead key and let's see how it sounds. Alexander, you're going to have to go a little bit easier on Russell there. Hey, I could hear him heavy breathing. You're working him so hard.
It took a little bit to get the software, and it took, you know, well, to find the software to actually program it.
You know, like on an Excel spreadsheet there, Russell?
RCL. I'm actually doing it through Chirp. The radio itself didn't show up in the menu, but after doing a little bit of research, it works under the TID Radio TDH6 program, and that lets me go in and read it and do all the offsets and CTC codes and everything. So should be able to program it sitting here from the laptop.
What you mean? Yeah, that is sort of it's a type of Excel spreadsheet, and yeah, you just got to get that radio to recognize, and more than likely, you cannot do anything with the software until you've downloaded the radio once. That way it'll recognize. At least that's the way it is on some of those other ones that use the Chirp. So, well, yeah, sounds like y'all are having fun. It works. I'll step out. KN4BWA. Program some more. I'm clear.
And Steve, we'll say 73s and K2RCO will be back clear.
4VWA N4WRO.
N4WRO. I tried to call you this morning there, Knothead. Where you been?
Mama's had me working hard, Bubba. Did you get that picture I sent you?
That's what I was calling you about. That thing looks like an exact knockoff of my FT8900R. Will it crossband?
Yep. Works good on crossband. Also picks up airband. I put in Greer Approach over here on the west side and just tested it out with that, and it worked fine. And all the weather channels, too.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, I'm probably going to have to break down and go ahead and get me one of them things. You know, it just seems like whenever the Chinese knock off one of the name brand products, they just quit producing it. That's not good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think I'm going to take this one and stick it upstairs. Up in the family room, I got a little mag mount up there that it should work good with it. I've been thinking about sticking a J-pole or something up in the antenna. Or up in the attic. You know, I got that big common out there on top of the house. But that's nothing but a big lightning rod when we get inclement weather in there.
Matter much to me because I ain't got no hair to curl.
Okay, I take your word for it. And no doubt.
I'm aerodynamic, baby. I like me just the way I is.
I guess a little bit, then I'll ID.
Hey, boy.
Afternoon, ND7J, and hey, Steve, and offense to the other gentleman. I didn't catch his call, but good afternoon.
In 4WRO, I don't know about the gentleman part, but I'm here.
Good day, Bob.
Dad, back to the hospital. So they just admitted him for a couple, who knows, day two, three, whatever. And gonna go home and try and get some sleep. Been up all night.
Well, you know, our prayers are with you on that. Hope he straightens up.
We shall see. We'll give her a go and see what happens.
A friend of mine from up in, well, I want to say Hendersonville, but that's not Hendersonville address for you, is it, Bob?
To my house in Hendersonville. My mailing address is my P.O. box is at Needle.
He is there, Bill.
Roger that. Copy all.
You got that little radio from HRO?
Nah, R&L. But yeah, they were running a 1 month special on it. Like I said, you know, the radio and the power supply combined is a package for $219. But like last night, I looked up just the radio, and they're $199, and they're out of stock, by the way.
Listen to world.
Exactly.
Bob. Bob, there. You there, Bob?
There's some wires.
Well, are you out of stock? Set that light under all them wires. We'll just carry on here, Bill. Well, I just finally closed on that little house this morning. And I got to go in here and see my accountant and see how much damage I'm going to do. You know, capital gain and all that crap. Government's got to get theirs. So anyhow, I'll jump out of here and I'll go over and I'll take a look at that R&L, see if it's still on sale and see what's going on. I may just get me one.
I'll jump out too. Kitty cat finally curled up and decided to take a nap, so I'm going to go in there and see if I can help Mama do a couple more things. All right, we'll catch you guys later. And 4WRO.
Out from underneath the power wires.
There you go. All right. Well, I don't know if you heard me telling Bill, but I got to run in here to the accountant real quick and see how bad I'm going to get hurt. So I'm going to jump out of here too, Bob. Listen, if I don't talk to you before, don't drink all the punch. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after your final. Happy New Year, Bob.
All right, fellas, y'all have a good one. And have a good holiday, New Year, all that. And D7J, I'm just going to stand by and listen here. I'm under a bunch of power wires.
D7J, N4ZLK Mobile.
I got you a little bit. I'm under some power wires, so go ahead.
Hope your dad gets better. Hope everything goes well. And I did the whole prime rib on the grill the whole time, and it turned out magnificent.
Prime rib, but they are good on the grill. I did one on my smoker one time, and it was unbelievable. I've been buying my prime rib at the Fresh Market, and they put a seasoning on it, or they can if you want, and I've been having them season it, and it is unbelievably good.
Doing the oven, finished it in the oven, and we got to looking at how much stuff we still had to make, and I just said, I'm going to leave it out there, and my goodness, my wife said, she's not a big meat eater, but she said it was the best she's ever had, so I'll take that.
When the wife says it's the best she ever had, right?
Roger.
Glad to hear that. Hope you're ready for the new year. My dad had a minor surgery to remove a kidney stone on Monday, and things went from good to bad in a day.
You said you were up all night. I hope he's going to be all right.
Anything that's happening is, on death's door. But he's got a urinary tract infection now. He's got kidney problems now. AFib problems now, which some of these have been there. They've just been under control. Now it's all out of whack again.
How old is he?
He just turned 89 a couple days ago, so he's got some years on him.
Need to hear that and having to deal with it, but I'll be praying for him, and I hope you can get some good rest today.
Every Yeah, he's 89 years old, and he has heart failure, congestive heart failure. He's, you know, got a lot of issues going on, but we had him doing pretty good there for a while, so I'm thinking maybe they'll get him turned back around, balanced out in the hospital, then we can keep him on the straight and narrow at home again.
Things can go south so quickly when they already have issues like that.
If you think about it, or if I think about it, September 26th was the ham radio convention, and when I left to go to the ham radio convention, he was living on his own in Tennessee in his own condo, driving, taking care of himself, shopping, doing everything that he needed to do, and in just a few short months, he is basically, right now, just about helpless.
Quick. That's pretty quick for sure. Well, you're being a good son. I know it's hard work, but I'm happy you're taking care of him.
As long as I can. If he gets to a point where, you know, he can't get out of bed and get to the bathroom and all that kind of stuff by himself, you know, I'm going to have to think of something different to do, maybe bring somebody into the house, because I'm not physically strong enough to be able to. He fell three times yesterday, and it takes everything I have with my wife to get him back up. So it's, you know, we're going to have to think about some different in-home care or possibly some other type of facility. But for now, until I can, as long as I can manage it, I'll keep him at my house for as long as I can.
To the point where you have to get help and accept it, too. It was hard for my wife. She did not want anybody. She didn't want to feel like she couldn't do it. And she felt bad when she had to put her mom in a home, but it had to happen. She just wasn't getting any sleep, and then she wasn't able to function, and she couldn't handle just the physical and the, you know, lifting all the time with her mom. So it's a good thing to do when it needs to be done.
My mom was sick with Parkinson's for a long time, and my dad took care of her. Very end, my mom was able to stay in their home for her entire life, except for, I think it was the last 6 weeks. She was in some skilled nursing facilities and what have you. So being able to do that would be nice.
You too.
But I just think he'll be a lot happier at our house. He'll be taken care of better, I can tell you that. And he'll eat better. So, you know, as long as we can do it, we're going to keep doing it.
Definitely will be taken care of better. There's some good places out there, but they can't watch everybody all the time, and it becomes a job to a lot of them.
Renee, and she's worked in a lot of the facilities around our area, and there are some that are better than others, but none of them are really what you call grade A outstanding care that you get like you would get at your own home. I mean, they take care of them, but it ranges from the bare minimum to slightly above the bare minimum, I guess.
We went in for the initial tour and interview and all that, and boy, it looked like a great place. And it wasn't bad, but she ended up having the wrong glasses on, the wrong clothes, wasn't getting changed properly, and just, my wife had to keep going up there and checking on her and doing a lot of stuff that she thought she was paying for.
Go to the administrator and raise a little bit of heck, I guess. So, well, listen, Shane, I'm pulling down my road here, and I'm going to get in the house. And I'm going to get me in my chair there and get a little bit of rest, I think, and probably go back up to the hospital later this evening. So good to hear you, and you have a good one. Have a good holiday if I don't talk to you again. ND7J.
Get some rest, and if you ever need anything, let me know. I'll see what I can do. 10-4 is that okay?
73, ND7J clear.